Today I'm celebrating the 52nd Faithful Friday reflection with you, finishing one full year of these reflections on our Sunday scriptures and thoughts about our lives, the life of the church, and the meaning of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God the Father in our lives. Our emphasis during this Easter season has been clear, and it is that knowing the bodily presence of the risen Lord in our midst is at the very core of everything we believe. Easter is the event through which everything we as Christians know, think, do is to be interpreted. We are to read Scripture through the lens of Easter. We're to worship with Easter uppermost on our mind, and we're to behave in the world as followers of a risen Lord. The presence of Jesus is so important. It's the evidence of the scars on his body, and knowing that he is our scarred brother. That Jesus, who sits at the right hand of God, was speared and whipped and nailed as one of us, crucified, as our creeds say, under Pontius Pilate, suffering death, buried. Resurrection, therefore, does not deny human suffering, but rather transforms it. The wretched brokenness of this world and our death is, by God's inexhaustible grace, always the next to the last thing that will happen. The soldiers cut down on the battlefield, the children who die in the hospital, the elderly abandoned to loneliness, the death of trust through divorce, the starving, the sick, the teenager killed by the drunk driver, the addict's self-destruction. Among countless other tragedies of life, including the COVID pandemic that we have lived through for over a year, are going to be, have been, finally and fully healed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ in God's ultimate yes to us. His love, His mercy, His grace, His forgiveness. The God of Easter heals all of life's scarring events and transfigures them. To be sure, the scars are still present, but they need no longer be festering scars. Resurrection removes the toxicity of evil. It is the very power of God to make new. And the Easter message is that in meeting the resurrected Jesus, we witness a new demonstration of God's power. Resurrection, relived again and again, changing and transforming us again and again. If there has been a single focus to this year of Faithful Fridays, it is that in Jesus we have seen the very face of God come to release us from the bondage of our sins and brokenness, from the bondage of loneliness, addiction, anxiety, and death. That in Jesus we can know the hope, joy, and love of God. That is the message which these Faithful Fridays have shared with you for the past year. And that is the message which I will seek to continue to bring to you, my dear friends, brothers and sisters, in the year ahead. God bless you. Amen.